Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I am Josh Beck, joined today by
Greg Oren
and Danny Gallagher.
We are members of the Knights of Columbus Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us, and happy September to everybody. The summer's over. It's crazy to think. The summer is over. It's finally going to start getting cooler, and the nights are going to start getting busier.
Exactly.
That's what happens this time of year.
It's exactly right. It's almost like the kids go back to school, and all of a sudden the knights say, hey, we got stuff to do. We have people to serve.
Yep.
Enough of this vacation, enough of this leisure time.
Time to get busy.
So before we get into what's coming up, Greg, what do you got for us in terms of what our council's been up to?
Okay. As you mentioned, Josh, that the council's was pretty light in July and early August, but we did have an event at X Golf for Paving the Way, which is for the young to, you know, little older adults that get together, and we had a great turnout. We probably had about 15 people that showed up, played some golf, had some fellowship, and it was just a really nice event where we got together, had some fun, played some golf. Some were good, some were struggling, need lessons, but at the end, it was a great turnout.
Now, when you say young adults, that's roughly 18 to 25?
Roughly, okay. Yeah, it is. It's about 17, 18 till about 25, 28 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just say that a little bit about Paving the Way. That ministry that's here at the parish is an organization that tries to help young people who are getting ready to finish high school through college age to understand that there are lots of alternatives, lots of different things that they can do with their lives and not just go off to a four-year college. So a lot of people are thinking that's the only thing. Well, I guess it's time for me to go to college. But there are so many other things that you can do that aren't as expensive, for one thing,
sure,
and get you a little bit further ahead in the job market. You know, things like becoming a journey person for an electrician or an HVAC person, you know, that kind of those trades, all that kind of stuff, going to a 2-year trade school or just joining up and working for a trade organization like that. I mean, that's just one thing, but there are tons of things. And so Paving the Way is an organization that tries to help young people to understand there are lots of alternatives.
And also keeping Christ in their life.
Yes, exactly. Because now's the time, of course. I know I got 7 kids. Now's the time when they begin to lose traction with their faith.
Oh, I think back on when I was at that age,
yeah,
and something like this, I don't know how I would have felt about it at the time, but having something like that to help point me and guide me would have been absolutely incredible, because that really is the first time that a lot of these kids are striking out on their own, understanding their own identity, understanding who they are, where they fit into the world. And in order to properly support them in putting Christ at the center, this sounds like an absolutely wonderful mission.
And I'm really glad that you said that, Greg, because that is a very primary role that they do want to play.
Well, that's why I was so happy to see the turnout.
Yeah.
Because
that, given, it, given the 18 to 25, that actually is a really good turnout.
Yep.
Yes.
And so I'm very impressed. And good job to them. Good job to the organizers for putting that on.
Yep.
Yeah. It was great. It was Joe and April Prevost that are taking over that. And they're doing a really good job. So we're going to keep supporting them however they need the support.
Yeah, well, that's great. Just to say that they're also having that 5K run, which is the same morning of the block party.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, to raise money to support the organization. And it also goes to the SJCC Playground Fund.
Well, we will be sure then, as we are looking into what's coming up in September and into October, let's go ahead and say there is a charity fund run also supporting Paving the Way.
Yeah.
The morning of Saturday, September 12th. And hey, why not just make it a full day of St. Joe's activities? Because that same day, just as Danny said, you have the St. Joe's block party happening right after that. And of course, it is a full parish event, but the Knights will be there and very well represented, I trust.
Yeah, and bigger. That's the great thing, just to remember that it's a full community event.
Yes.
You know, it's we're inviting everybody in the community who wants to come here, free food provided by the Knights, and lots of games and stuff for kids.
It's a great event. It's wonderful to bring your kids. Come, hang out. There's games, lots of things to win. It's just a good event. There's a dunk tank that I have to be in at some point. I'm trying
That's when I'm showing up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get out of that, but it doesn't look like that's happening. So I'll be there at some point in the dunk tank. But what a wonderful event for St. Joseph Catholic Church community and the community itself.
Right. Find more information about that on the stjoseph.cc/blockparty website page.
And if by chance you are hearing this show after the fact and it is late September, oh boy, did you miss out.
Yeah.
I guarantee you missed out.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah.
This is the all month of September show, as we know. So you don't want to miss out. So hopefully you're hearing this early. Also, and this kind of is another one of our regularly scheduled Knights events. There's a rugby game at M&T Bank Stadium. Now, I know that we hit a lot on the M&T Bank Stadium events, especially the last couple of months, because we had events starting as early as July, which we don't normally do. A couple of concerts, one July, one in August. But that same Saturday, 12th of September, there's a rugby game. The South Africa Springboks versus the New Zealand All Blacks. I've never watched rugby. I know that people go nuts for it, but it could
it's
be a
bloody.
Good time. It's very bloody.
It's bloody.
And so if you are interested in supporting the Knights in their charity fundraising in terms of selling concessions, please reach out to Eric Klaser. Also coming up, we might as well just hit all of those M&T Stadium events. Sunday, the 20th of September at 1 p.m. is the Baltimore Ravens home opener. They host the New Orleans Saints. Then Sunday, the 4th of October, another 1 p.m. game. The Tennessee Titans come to town. And finally, Sunday, the 25th of October at 1 p.m., the Cincinnati Bengals. So we've got rugby, a couple of football games. Again, huge fundraiser for the Knights. I know that we talk a lot about it, but it is a wonderful opportunity for us. So please, if you're able, try and come out to one of those.
It's also a wonderful opportunity for other organizations to raise some funds too, because the Knights share the wealth there as far as fundraising goes.
Absolutely.
And so if you have people there and do the work, then they'll share the funds with you and your organization.
So normally we request about 30 people to be at one of these events at M&T. And if there is an organization out there that would like to be a part of it and bring some people, they will get their portion of the money that is raised. And it's a great event. It's a long day. We work hard, but we benefit from the long day.
Sure.
And if there's a organization out there that has some people that like to be able to get some donation monies, it's something that they should reach out to Eric and talk and discuss.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Absolutely. So if you don't have Eric's information, you can always just email 7612kfc@gmail.com and we'll make sure to get you in touch with Eric Klaser, who heads all of that up. Unfortunately, I think Eric's just trying to squeeze that last little bit of summer vacation out today.
Before he has to start
teaching. He never said anything about missing the show, but we all know it's back to school time for him. So yeah,
he's usually here, so we really miss him.
We really miss him, but we understand it's back to school. He's probably just hoping it doesn't actually happen.
Yeah.
So not only, as we said earlier, not only is the weather getting cooler, not only are the kids going back to school, we Knights are getting busier. So let's get into some of the things that are coming up on our plate. First of all, Rich has been very excited about talking about Archbishop Fulton Sheen and how he is being canonized. That is finally upon us. And on Thursday, the 24th of September, that canonization event is happening. It will be broadcast. And from what I understand, the Knights will be watching, but in a different way. You got more information on that, Greg?
I do. The canonization is at 2:00 Central Time. And being at that time, what we have done is we've moved our normal Knights social, which is usually the fourth Wednesday of every month. And what we've decided to do is move it to the Thursday of the 24th. What we're going to do is we're going to watch the rebroadcast. So we'll have an evening of some fellowship and watch the rebroadcast of his canonization the 24th, about 6:30, at one of the rooms here at the church. So that's what we're looking to do.
You know, it's not every lifetime that your council namesake is canonized. So I think that fits, that we make a couple of calendar adjustments there to really celebrate.
Yeah, it's a huge deal for us, I think.
We're very excited.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that doesn't happen very often.
Sure.
So we're really excited. So we were able to move it to the Thursday, and we're really looking forward to it. We'd love a great turnout and be able to celebrate this event.
Before moving on, I'm Josh Beck, joined here tonight with
Greg Oren
and Danny Gallagher.
Now, looking forward into October, one of the things that the Knights has always done is offer a scholarship. And from what I understand, again, the window for scholarship applications opens in October.
It does. It'll be opening on the first Sunday in October, and it will close at midnight on the second Sunday of October.
So okay, there's a week.
So yes. October the 4th through the 11th.
Okay.
Those are the Sundays.
Thank you, Danny.
Just happen to have that in my head.
And do you know what the criteria is for the students who want to partake in that?
If you go to a Catholic church or Catholic school and or you homeschool with the Catholic curriculum, then you would qualify.
Okay.
So you put your application in, and it should be online, and then you would be able to be an applicant for some financial assistance to the bills that you pay.
That is a wonderful opportunity for furthering Catholic education. I can tell you right now, my daughters are homeschooled. There are three of them. And finding a curriculum is such a big deal. But when their mother found the Catholic curriculum that they are currently on, absolutely made a world of difference. And to see them learning, but with the grounding of Catholic faith, is such a positive thing. I really encourage anyone who can to look into even supplementing education with Catholic-based learning, finding ways to work that into your child's educational journey.
Well, it's been changed over the last couple of years, and one of the requirements was Catholic-based. So if you're going to a Catholic elementary school, middle, high school, and even includes homeschooling. We really focus on the Catholic curriculum, and that's really the focus of this scholarship. So we want to make sure we give back to those people and those families that are focused on bringing up their kids Catholic.
Well, hopefully we will get a lot of good applications, because the goal, of course, is to push more Catholic education. The world certainly needs it. As we're heading back to school, the more Catholicism that we can introduce into the world, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's as far as the Knights are concerned.
As far as the Knights are concerned. But right. This is the Knights show. We all represent the Knights. So, also in October is the Knights' first big event of the year. It is Oktoberfest. Now, as someone with German ancestry, I'm always really excited to hear what is going on with Oktoberfest. Greg?
Well, we're going to change it up just a little bit this year.
All right.
Sounds interesting.
So in the years past, they've done Oktoberfest with some breaks in there. And I decided to make a slight change to it and look at something called Rocktoberfest. And not much change other than trying to get a little bit more of a youthful vibe. And we're going to still play Christian and Catholic music.
All songs about geology, rock, rocks. sorry. Had to say that.
I don't think we're going there, Danny, but just a little tweak to it. And it'll be relatively similar to the previous years that we've done it, but we're going to have Jake Miller, who is a parishioner and an entertainment specialist, and really just give us a little bit more of a bump vibe to the event. You know, we're going to still, it's still going to be Catholic based. It's still going to be some Christian stuff. And, you know, maybe we throw in some 70s, 80s dance music in there. You never know.
99 Luftballons, right?
Not sure that's going to make it.
Yeah, it's got to be German still, right?
Maybe we play that version.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is less Oompa Oompa and more bump music? Is that what you said?
It'll be rocky.
It'll be rocky.
We'll see.
Yo, Adrian? Not that kind of rocky.
I'll let Jake bring the playlist.
Adrian!
Yo, I just like Oktoberfest and stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay, sorry. Really bad Italian accent aside.
Right. But you said you were German.
I am German. That's why it was a really bad Italian accent.
Yeah, there you go.
I can do German. Well, it sounds like there are some interesting things afoot. But listen, I have full faith in the Knights. We always put on a wonderful event. So I'll give it a shot.
I think it's just going to be a little change to what people are used to. But on October 17th, you have to come out, check it out. And next year, it might be right back to Oktoberfest. We'll see. But I think it'll be a good time.
Now, Greg, will you be wearing lederhosen?
Not at the Rocktoberfest. I didn't wear it last year at the Oktoberfest.
You're
not going to see
me there.
You were
in Grand Night last year.
That's true.
I do believe the Grand Night was in lederhosen.
That's because it was an Oktoberfest.
Wait till you see my outfit this year.
Yeah.
Lederhosen made of rocks? Okay. Enough of the rock jokes. My bad. Yeah. So everybody come out. It is a good time. It is food and fun. And this year there'll be rock entertainment. So.
Right. So in that way, it really isn't going to be any different.
That's right.
The music will be different.
The music will be different.
But there's going to be food, fun, families,
and you know
entertainment.
You know what? Everybody still wear your lederhosen. Just make it feel right. Additionally, coming up, and this is more of a mark your calendars type thing, but we're heading into the holiday season. I know.
Oh, man, it's way too early for that.
I've got to be careful not to get too far into that. I'm sure that there are some people who in their heads just said, I got to skip this episode. He just said that. But we are already talking about having some of our usual events, both with the parish and the Knights, breakfast with St. Nick. And I know that there have also been tree lightings in the past. So be sure that you are keeping those on your calendar because the conversations are being had.
Breakfast with St. Nick is December the 5th.
Just so saying. You know that one. So mark those calendars for December the 5th, the day before the feast of St. Nick.
That's right.
How about that? What a way to celebrate. Now, just a reminder that the council has a Google Calendar. If you are familiar with Google Calendars, and at this point, Google owns the internet, so please, everybody, just go out to your Google Calendar. Put in our email address, 7612kofc@gmail.com, and your calendar will then have our night events automatically imported. If you need any help, by all means, reach out to Greg. He knows everything. He's willing to help.
That is true.
Before moving on, I'm Josh Beck, here tonight with
Greg Oren
and Danny Gallagher.
Now, of course, it being our September show, let's take a moment and celebrate all of those knights who have birthdays in the month of September.
David Pettit, Thomas DeNardis, Michael Maloney, Edward Howes, Jacob Miller, Kevin Cox, Jay Cullinan, Andrew Vanderstelf, Lawrence Brown, Gary Lyles Sr., Joseph Winterling Jr., William Egg, Joseph Brandon Jones, Ernest Tucker, Thomas Roden, Keith McQuay, and Caleb Davis.
Happy birthday!
As a reminder, you can keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kfc7612.org. There you will find information about our upcoming events, our council members, the various efforts we're involved in, and more. Additionally, if you have missed something that we said earlier in the show, a full archive of Knights Around the Table podcasts is available at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts. Now, if you are hearing this show on the radio, a big thank you to you. If not, why not? St. Joe's has its own Catholic radio station. I know Danny will be the first to sing its praises. I think that both Greg and I will as well. But this means that you can be listening to excellent faith-based content, some even better than this show right here.
What?
Some.
Okay.
Some, not all, some.
Stop it.
By tuning your radio to 92.7 FM, WSJF. Please check it out. It is an absolutely wonderful tool for ensuring that Catholicism and the Spirit just permeates your life.
Great. Thank you for doing that.
Now, as always, if you are interested in becoming a knight, and listen, if you hear us talk, you know that you have at least thought about it just to hang out with us. Send an email to 7612kofc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so we would love to have you. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father,
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with
Greg Oren
and Danny Gallagher,
the Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.